Anyhow, and this lady, she got an anastrozole in palbo, and it's now 3 years later. How's she doing?
She's been doing okay. She has not progressed on the CDK4/6 inhibitor yet. Now, when she progresses, I think the option, if she is PIK3CA mutated, is going to be to put her on fulvestrant plus alpelisib. But she's not, then an mTOR inhibitor is probably the next option for her in combination with endocrine therapy. I think fulvestrant would probably be my endocrine therapy.
So I am curious what your thoughts are about alpelisib. I'm curious about your statement there that if she were PIK3 positive, you think that would be the treatment of choice. So maybe you can kind of go through the data and explain why you believe that. Because actually, I think everolimus is a pretty good drug too.
I think so as well. And you can definitely sequence, I mean, you will be sequencing these drugs. Now, when you look at the alpelisib data that was published at SOLAR-1 trial, which was presented at ESMO, represented at San Antonio with some extra information, and then recently published, the drug approved in May, showing that in patients that are PIK3CA mutated only, the combination of fulvestrant plus alpelisib was superior to just fulvestrant. Now, very few patients, less than 20%, were given a CDK4/6 inhibitor in that trial. And I can't remember, I think mTOR inhibition, again, was a very small number, subset of patients. So that's where we don't really know, is alpelisib going to work post-CDK4/6? Is CDK4/6 going to work post-alpelisib? What do we do with mTOR? Those are, again, the gaps that we have to deal with. But I think based on the data, that's a nice targeted approach in that 40% of patient population in the metastatic ER-positive setting that are going to have mutations in PIK3CA, that I would definitely consider it probably as my second-line therapy.